So what do you have set for an encore?
nothing set for an encore. I mean, the award I received was just a blessing, but I couldn't have done it without my teammates. It was just a hard fought out performance, and now, granted, it is Friday, so we're getting prepared for Kansas City.
Obviously, you guys do a lot of self evaluation. How do you think you guys? What have you seen on tape that has shown that you, Mark, everybody else, especially on the edges, have grown this year?
I'm sorry, repeat that again. I'm sorry.
What have you seen on tape that is...
In regards to Kansas...
Your improvement. No, in regards to the defensive line improvement, your improvement.
Well, I mean, Grant, yes, we have gotten putting pressure on the quarterback and definitely not only helping the back end, but I think it's always important just to help each other out, just getting off the third downs. That's always been something that we have been inconsistent. So, in general, I mean, we're making tons of improvement. Now, of course, there's other factors that we have to look at as far as stopping the run, because there's been times in the games where we'll make good plays and then there'll be that 10-yard run or 15-yard run, and we have to eliminate those. Once we eliminate those, then we'll be in sync.
You guys obviously spent a lot of time getting after Sanchez last week. Now, this week, they're going to run it.
They're going to run, yes.
Different mentality a little bit?
A little bit different mentality. I mean, it's definitely called the 9-on-7 type of game where you just have to prepare the play to run. And, of course, they'll have screens and draws. So, it's just, like I said, it's always important just to know your opponent and know well. I mean, we're aware of that they do have a scrambling quarterback. So, there's no telling as far as if they're going to have little naked boots or certain trick plays. So we're trying to be disciplined as much as we can, but at the same time play our game.
What's the next road game you're playing?
How did you find out that they were taking a franchise record away from you?
This guy right here. This guy right here.
It's always.
It is what it is. Regardless, I mean, it was 4 sacks. I think that's just something that's hard to come by for any player. So, like I said, it's definitely a blessed performance. I thank God for everything, and that's definitely a game I'll remember. And you put it on your hip pocket and keep on going.
Think Mark Anderson owes you something?
No, man, it's totally fine. You know, sacks in general are hard to come by. But I was just happy just to just as a team just go out there and play our game. That was the most important thing to me.
Andre, with the Jets losing, do you think this is a week where you guys can take even more control of the division? Do you look at it like
you know, we don't. I mean, we're not focused on the Jets. I think what's most important is what do we do? It's always important about us as far as how we're going to execute for 4 quarters on a consistent basis week by week. And it's always a grind. The season itself is mentally and physically straining, but as a team and the men of character that we have in this locker room, just got to continue to find a way to persevere through greatness and even through adversity.
Any thoughts on the division race at all?
No thoughts. I think it's always, you always focus on your next opponent, and right now it's Kansas City.
You got a lot of publicity this week. I'm sure you've seen some of your own highlights. More articles written about you than have been in a while.
Right.
Do you have to? Are you enjoying that, or do you have to kind of take yourself a step down a little bit? Or does this locker room handle that anyway?
We handle it the best we know how. I mean, like I said, through everything, I'm humbled. But it's just like I tell everybody, it's not about me. It's just about the team. And everybody over here is a performer, and everybody here is a professional. Don't get me wrong. I'm very grateful for those that have written up on me. But at the same time, it's just about the Patriots team.
You line up a majority of the time on the defensive right.
Mm-hmm.
Are you more suited for that side of the field?
That's throughout my whole career. That's pretty much what I've always played. It's been a more of a comfort level. But don't get me wrong. I've played on the left side. That's just something through college. I had a defensive line coach that says versatility is always key. So I've had playing on the right side as well as the left side. But right side throughout my career, that's been pretty much it.